Hey, what's up? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down, dude. Why the hell are you so nervous? You've talked to me before. Hold on. Are those your friends over there?
Don't worry about them.
They seem awfully interested in this conversation we're having, or attempting to have. Okay, start over. What's this about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
You'd like to get to know me better? Are you? Are you asking me out on a date? Oh, come on, dude. Be serious. We work together on one group project. That doesn't make me your friend. And besides, you're not really interested in me. You're just trying to prove to your friend that your virgin ass can talk to women. Look, I have no reason to believe you. And I'm not trying to waste anybody's time here. Especially my own. So walk your ass back to your friends, tell them you tried, and leave me the fuck alone. God, you're so fucking persistent. Fine. I'll play along. How are you even so sure that I'm single at all? No, I wouldn't have rejected you already. Maybe I just like messing with you. Okay, I'm single. But why should I go on a date with you instead of one of your more attractive friends? Or hell, anyone that would actually be interested in me. Because you're the only one confident enough to ask? If you're the most confident one of the group, then your friends might just pass out if I were to approach them. I don't think that's true though. I get asked out by plenty of guys. I bet that if anyone stole this opportunity from you, you'd take another like 2 months to work up the courage to ask someone else out, wouldn't you? You didn't do this because you're brave. You're doing this out of desperation. Yeah, that's right. In fact, I think you're desperate for a hookup, but apparently not desperate enough to learn how to talk to women properly. Just give you a straight answer. I think you know my answer already. So go away and leave me be. Want to hear me reject you? Why the fuck does it matter so much to you? It's already implied, don't you think? Ugh, fine. I will. Just give me a second. What? I am not interested in going out with you because I know you really aren't interested in me either. Listen, I get that your friends have made fun of you in class for not being able to find a girlfriend and wasting your college experience or whatever, but just a piece of advice. Don't try to force yourself into dating someone you never had a serious interest in. You could break a poor girl's heart, you know? I'm not just speaking from experience. Mind your own business. You really want to convince me you're serious? I really don't have time for this. I better get back to my apartment. I guess you can walk with me. God, you really won't let this go, huh? Just go tell your friends you're leaving or something. Hurry up! I hope you understand that you've really blindsided me here. No, you're not making me uncomfortable. I'm alright. I just never thought that you, of all people, would ask anyone out. Let alone me. I mean, we don't even talk outside of class. Do you even talk about me with anyone else? Oh, you do? What kind of things do you say? I don't think my confidence is really something to admire. Hell, you're just confusing confidence with just being a bitch to people. I mean, just think about what I said to you a few minutes ago. Huh. You really didn't mind? What? Do you like being humiliated or something? If that's true, things are starting to make more sense. Yes? Of course I meant what I said to you. If I know anything about myself, it's that I'm a jackass, honest, and self-aware. Does that sound appealing to you? You think there's more to me than that? Like what? A softer side of me? Yeah, I get it. I was nicer to you in class. But that was before I knew you were going to ask me out. I'm speaking to you in a whole different context now. Speaking of, if I were to accept your little proposal, where exactly would you take me? You're kidding. Bowling? That's your idea for a romantic first date? I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I actually really enjoy going bowling. It's just not what I think of when I imagine first date locations, though. I thought you were going to be all chivalrous and pay for dinner or something. No, I do like the idea. The way I see it, the simpler the date, the easier it is to focus on and connect with the other person. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but don't you live over there? Oh, I guess that means we should be going our separate ways. Yeah, I have a bus to catch to get back to my apartment. It's more convenient to use public transportation than trying to find a place to park my car on campus. Fuck, I'm stalling, aren't I? Alright, I'll go bowling with you. Yes, I mean I'll go on a date with you. You're so annoying. When are you available? Tomorrow night? Well, that works for me. Alright, I'll pick you up. Here's my number. But you better not bother me until tomorrow. Got it? Good. Get ready to get your ass handed to you. Just because you're my date doesn't mean I'm going easy on you. I'll see you around. Yeah, I know. I passed by your dorm. I'm taking you to my apartment, dummy. I mean, unless you don't want to. I can turn around. You're cool with it? I'm glad. You know, normally I wouldn't invite a guy back to my place after the first date, but it's not like we're strangers, so I'm okay with it too. Hey, I had a lot of fun today. Genuinely. Even though I was really hesitant on doing this with you, I'm glad I did. You had fun too? Well, I guess it wasn't a waste of time after all. By the way, you're pretty good at bowling. Just, you know, not as good as me. You've got to work on some things. For starters, you've got to fix your form. The steps you take each time you bowl are inconsistent and your follow-through doesn't align with where you want the ball to go. Also, you shouldn't be aiming directly at the front pin, but but slightly beside it. It helps to put spin on the ball to hit that spot, but that's a more advanced technique. Those were just things that immediately stood out to me. I didn't tell you these because I wanted to beat you, silly. And besides, the point of the date wasn't to lecture you. It was to learn about each other. If we ever go bowling again, I'll give you some more pointers. Anyway, we're here. Yeah, these aren't very large apartments, but I was lucky to even get one this year. Come on, let's go. Looks like my neighbors are out. I don't see their cars. Head on in. Make yourself comfortable on the sofa. I actually didn't plan on having anyone over tonight, so I don't have much to offer you. Sorry for the poor hospitality. I'm going to get some water. Do you want some too? You're good? Alright. I'll be with you in a moment. Dude, sit down. I'm fine with you staying a while. Yeah, I've got nothing else to do tonight. I've actually got nothing to do tomorrow either. Hmm? No, I don't think you're a bother. Where is this coming from? Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to talk about this at some point. Look, I'm sorry for the way I treated you yesterday. I said some pretty unwarranted things. You're probably feeling a bit of whiplash seeing me more bubbly today, aren't you? I get it. It's not your fault, of course, but I promise I had a good reason for it. I don't really want to get into it, though. I'm afraid it'll ruin the mood. You're okay with talking about it? Yeah, it would help. Thank you. Alright, come on, sit. Well, I don't really know how to start. Start with how I feel. I feel reserved and on edge. Look, you've been really sweet today, but I'm worried that you might have motives other than simply being nice to me. I don't mean to accuse you of anything, but I've been having a streak of shitty relationships for a while now. The guys I've dated have been looking for something more casual while I've been looking for something long-term. Hell, some guys just ask me out because they want to sleep with me. I really desire something more than that. A shoulder to lean on. Someone whose burdens I can lift. You know, a relationship where we can support each other emotionally. This didn't seem like a priority to the men I dated, though. Didn't seem like I was being heard when I tried to open up to them. It seemed that they only cared about me for my body. And assured me that some intimacy would distract me and alleviate my stress. Sex is great and all. I think it's a vital part of a relationship. But it's hard to enjoy when I don't feel appreciated as a person. And I guess part of it is my fault. I mean, I can do a better job of communicating my boundaries. But I often felt they were being undermined. No, you don't have to apologize. This isn't your doing. If anything, I should apologize. I became dismissive and rude to men who hit on me because I wanted to save myself some trouble. That's why I was so mean to you. I should have given you a better chance. I'm sorry. I realize now that I'll never get the relationship I want if I don't give anyone a chance. Thank you for understanding. It feels nice to be heard again. But I have to ask. Did you ask me out because you wanted to sleep with me? Or were you hoping this would really go somewhere? Both? Oh, I'm glad you're being honest. I'd be open to that too, but we shouldn't be getting ahead of ourselves now. I've talked a lot about myself today. I think it's only fair that I say what I think about you. You're probably dying to hear what I have to say anyway. Despite what I said, I think you did a really brave thing yesterday. I know it can be hard asking someone on a date, and even after I belittled you, you didn't give up until I gave you an answer. I find that oddly admirable. You know, I think your friends only nag on you about not having a girlfriend because they know you're boyfriend material. Yeah, I'm serious. You're charming, funny, cute, and even a good listener. You're going to meet a girl that'll be lucky to have you someday. What? Oh, sorry. I'm not trying to say that we're doomed to fail. It's just early, that's all. Let me give you a hug. I think we both need one right now. Your body is so warm and your heart is racing. Is something wrong? What's with that look? Is there something you want to say? You like me? Oh, wow. I didn't expect you to say that after the first date. Oh, fuck. You've been nothing but honest with me, and I've gotta be honest with myself too. I don't care if I'm making a mistake. I want you to know how I feel too. I'm sorry. That was too soon and sudden, wasn't it? No? You were okay with it? Do you want to do it some more? Yes, I like you too. Gosh, you caress my face so gently. You know, I feel so safe in your arms. Hold on, are you hard? No, it's fine. It's okay. Don't turn away. I'm flattered, truly. Come hold me again. That's it. You're alright. But, you know, I wouldn't be against helping you out. Don't look at me like that. I can take you back to your dorm while you're aroused. I know you would have been okay if our night ended right after the date. But, in the back of your mind, you were secretly hoping that things would go further than that. Even further than kissing. Am I right? However, you didn't want to ask to sleep with me because you wanted to respect my boundaries, didn't you? So instead, you were just gonna go back to your dorm and jerk off thinking of me. Hawaii. Look at how embarrassed you are. You were. I knew it. How perverted of you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, though. I was going to do the same. How tragic that would be if we were both masturbating alone. Unaware that we both wished the other person was the one getting us off instead. Well, we've been honest with our feelings. Why not be honest with our bodies too? What do you say? Yeah, I want this too. Sorry. Did you not expect me to touch your bulge suddenly? I just couldn't resist. Fuck, it's so stiff. Seems like it's begging for a release. The face you're making is so hot. If this is how you feel from being rubbed through your pants, then I wonder how it'll feel when your cock is in my mouth. That's right, baby. I'm going to suck you off. Alright, I can't wait any longer. Lie back and strip for me. I'm going to kneel between your legs. Actually, wait. Let me take off your pants for you. Wow, your dick is wonderful. What? Dude, you need to lay off the porn. Shouldn't be insecure about your cock. In fact, it's perfect for me. Can I touch it? Oh my. You throb just from me wrapping my hand around it. Have you ever been touched like this by a girl? No? Well, I'm honored to be your first. Hey, actually, I hope I'm not intimidating or pressuring you into doing anything you're not comfortable with. I don't want to be a hypocrite, so if you ever want me to stop for any reason, just say the word, okay? Oh, and one more thing. I want to see just how respectful you are of me. So, I'm going to test you. Unless I tell you to, you're not allowed to touch me anywhere. You don't think that's fair? That's okay. We don't have to do this. It's not like this is anything new to me. I can just take you home and we can forget about this. That's what I thought. Alright, hands behind your back. Good. I'm going to start stroking you. I'll start slowly, alright? Just like this. Up and down. Up and down your shaft. Feels better than stroking it yourself, doesn't it? Switching between my fingertips. This sensation must be overwhelming to you. Watching you move your hips like that is so fucking hot. Must really be getting into this. Keep going, baby. Thrust your dick into my hand. That's it. You're starting to teem with pre-cum. Spilling onto my hand. Such a messy boy. Your cock is inches from my face. You must be so eager for me to take all you in with my mouth. Not yet, though. Wait a little bit longer. Fuck, my body's so hot. Hold on, let me take my clothes off. Like what you see? Look at how wet I got just from stroking you. Oh, thanks. I think you're beautiful too. You want me to touch myself in front of you? Oh, okay. Does watching me rub my clit turn you on? Spread my legs wider? Sure. God, this isn't fair. You should be touching yourself too. Please. Oh, yes, just like that. Don't stroke too fast though. I'm not done with you. Do you realize that this is what we would have been doing alone if we were none the wiser? Although, it's even more stimulating masturbating with someone else. It's humiliating being watched, but I'm getting so fucking excited. Okay, that's enough. Hands behind your back again. I don't want you touching yourself either. Let's not let that pre-cum go to waste. I want to taste you. You're getting awfully squirmy. Is the warmth and wetness of my mouth too much for you? It tastes even better than I could have imagined. I don't think I can stop even if I wanted to. Hey, don't hold back your moans. I need to know how good I'm doing. But I think it's evident that I'm doing a really great job. That's it, baby. Be as loud as you want. It tastes even better than I could have imagined. I don't think I can stop even if I wanted to. That's it, baby. Be as loud as you want. I'm the only one that'll hear you. What? What's happening? Oh, yeah, I'll stop. What's wrong? Oh, you're close to coming, aren't you? That's all right. You've done such a good job for me, baby. I think you deserve a reward. How about this? I want you to face fuck me. I know. I said I didn't want you touching me, but you've been so patient. You've wanted to be in control too, haven't you? So, here's what I want you to do. Stand up, put your hands on my head, and thrust your cock into my mouth. Can you do that for me, baby? Come on. I'm ready for you. Come on. You can do better than that. That's so sweet. Even after giving you permission to use me, you're still considerate of my feelings. Okay, how about this? If I want you to stop, I'll squeeze your thigh. But until then, I want you to go as fast and rough as you desire. Does that make you feel better? Alright then, I'm all yours. I want you to face fuck me until your dick is the only thing I can think about. I want you to... Didn't let me finish. It's okay though. Keep going. Fuck. I was really holding back his desires. I had no idea it could be this feral. That's it. This one has a flesh. Stop. Oh, shit. When did I start fingering myself? I'm so enamored with this cock that I started to make it subconsciously. You've never used a flashlight, have you? Well, it's nothing compared to this. I'm really feeling it now. It's going to make me come. Oh. say it, Ang. You going to come? I want to come. I need to come. But my body is patiently waiting to feel a slow burst down my throat. Come on. Give it to me. Don't hold back. Give me a cum. I'm completely at the mercy of his dick. The taste of his seed will trigger my orgasm. Holy shit, it came so hard, I could barely swallow it all. Yeah, baby, you made me come too. You had me entranced. I just couldn't help myself. So, how about a second date? Yeah, I'll be free again next weekend. Hey, how was it? Was it better than masturbating alone? I thought it was amazing too. You're incredible. But, as fun as that was, it's pretty late. I should get you back to your dorm. Unless you'd like to stay here tonight. Well, I don't have another bed, but you could sleep on the sofa. Or we could sleep together. Okay, I will warn you though that I sleep naked. And the no touching clause is back on. That is subject to change though. Let me get my clothes back on and then I'll show you to my room.